We have Janie Christensen on the line with the World Accordion Museum. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning, Michelle. I'm so excited to be on here talking to you.
Same here. And I totally dropped the ball. Thus, a board of director of the World Accordion Museum would probably play the accordion, and I didn't even think to have you in studio and play. So we'll try it out a little bit after we talk about the World Festival going on.
Yes, we're celebrating the Willard Palmer Festival Friday, May the 5th, all day, and it's honoring. He was one of the ones that wrote all the accordion method books that many of us studied and learned to play accordion with. And then Saturday will be World Accordion Day. It is celebrated worldwide. And since we have a World of Accordions Museum, which is the biggest collection of accordion family instruments in the entire world, right here in Superior, Wisconsin. So we are celebrating all day long on Saturday. All the events are open to the public. We'll have tickets available at the door or online at our website, worldofaccordions.org. And we're just excited. We hope we get lots of people coming. We have a new LED sign on the side of our building, and I was talking to a fella at breakfast yesterday, and he said, "Oh, I saw that sign."
Oh, that's so fabulous. So that's a really good point. Where is the museum located?
The museum is in downtown Superior. It's at Belknap and okay. Hammond Avenue, right on the corner.
All right.
It's a beautiful yellow brick former church building. It's over 100 years old, and the concert hall is absolutely gorgeous. It looks like it's very modern, the concert hall, even though it's over 100 years old.
Oh, that's so cool. And how long has the museum actually been around, if it's the largest one in the world?
Our founder, Helmy Harrington, Dr. Helmy Harrington, started it in the 1990s. She's probably been collecting accordions most of her adult life. It started with a friend of hers. She was a piano major. A friend of hers, I think, as a joke, gave her this little accordion that was just awful, and she's got it in the museum. This is my first accordion. It's grown from there. People donate things. They donate music. We have over 1 million pieces of accordion sheet music in our library. We have accordion recordings. We have instruments. We're almost an overload on instruments. We have so many different ones, from the very oldest, from 1829, something called a flutina was the forerunner of the accordion. We have some of those in the museum, all the way up to the latest, newest digital accordion.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a thing. And if listeners are interested in getting engaged with an accordion, that's part of the festival this weekend on Saturday. You can actually, I like how you put it, it's a petting zoo for an accordion. You can touch and play with an accordion.
Yes, I perform as a children's musician, Janie Next Door, and on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, it's a free event for all ages, but it's kind of geared, the music is geared for children.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring your kids, because it's an instrument a lot of kids haven't seen before, and they're
right.
Fascinated because there's buttons and keys, and I'm pulling and pushing, and I do take the time to demonstrate the instrument and show them kind of how it works. And then when my performance is done, we will give all ages, kids, teenagers, adults, the chance to test drive an accordion, and we'll have people there, lots of people there that play, that can help them put it on, kind of show them where to put their fingers and pushing and pulling. So it should be a really fun morning.
Oh, that's so cool. That's on Saturday.
Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I'm also told Florian Chmielewski, he is well known here in the area. He's 96 years old.
Oh my goodness.
He's going to be performing at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. I think he has a pretty big following in the area. So he'll be one of the performers, and I've not heard him before. He's called the Great Entertainer, so I'm really looking forward to hearing him, as well as everybody else that's on our lineup.
Oh, that's so amazing. And then the act after him also has not only the accordion, but the tuba and drums. It's like a full-blown concert.
Yes, Dr. Mike Middleton, he's a nuclear radiologist from somewhere in Texas. He's one of our board members, and he brought his son, Lance Middleton, who will be playing drums, and his tuba player, Clayton Capp. They all drove up from Texas the other day, and they've been enjoying sightseeing around the area while they're here, and celebrated Mike's wife's birthday was yesterday, so happy birthday yesterday to Darla. They're just wonderful people, but they'll be up here, and Mike and his group will also be on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock giving a polka service, non-denominational. If you ever want to hear your favorite hymn as a polka, this is where you can do it. The first time I heard something like this, I was up dancing in the aisle. So it really was a lot of fun.
Oh, that is so awesome. And all of these activities are being held right at the museum?
They'll all be in the museum building, yes. So
okay.
You just have to find the one location and you're there.
Okay, excellent. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. This is so, so cool. Oh my goodness. And so you play the accordion. How long have you been playing around with the accordion? And what got you interested?
I started accordion lessons when I was 9 years old. It started with my mom saying, getting a phone call saying, would you like to give your child a free musical test? And she said, sure, come on over. And I was the oldest kid in the family, and the guy arrived and had a little test, and I got a good score. He told my parents she got a good score, and he had a package deal of 6 weeks of lessons and rented us a little accordion. And after the 6 weeks of lessons, he gave me another test. And, oh, your daughter is so talented. And I kind of suspect they told all the parents. But in my case, maybe he was right. I've been playing ever since, and I loved it right from the very get-go, and even more so now.
Oh, that is so awesome. And I love that you said that one of your entertainers from Texas is on your board. I would imagine, being a world accordion museum, that you are in contact with people literally from all over the world.
Well, since you brought it up, we are having another event this summer. I'll just kind of briefly touch on it, but we're having an accordion superstar coming from New Zealand. That'll be on July the 30th. Grayson Mayfield, he won the International Classical Competition, the International Entertainment Division, so he's really quite amazing, and he'll have a couple of his friends from New Zealand traveling with him, and one of our board members, Kevin Friedrich, our vice president, he splits his time between New York and his home of New Zealand. And so we have people coming here from all over the world at different times.
Oh, that is so amazing. And so your regular hours of operation and everything would be on your website. And
yes.
So if...
Tours, because we do have tours available.
Nice.
To see all these instruments. We're working on setting up special tour times. So we're kind of going through reorganization because our founder, Helmy Harrington, we've set up a 501c3, so anybody that makes a donation to us, that's tax deductible. And in the process, she's turned over the building and the instruments to the 501c3, so we're kind of getting reorganized, maybe in a little bit more business-like fashion. She's done an amazing job with what she started and founded, and it's kind of outgrown what one person can handle anymore.
Oh, that is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. Janie, I could talk to you, like, the rest of the morning, and I gotta let you go, but let's see if we can hear a little bit of accordion through the phone before I let you go. And good luck with a super successful festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me on here, Michelle.
All righty.
I love playing accordion.
Awesome. Thank you, Janie. And we definitely have to have you in studio here later this summer. And yep. And it sounds like you have a lot of stuff going on there at the World Accordion Museum. Thanks so much and have a fabulous rest of your day. Yep. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Was that so fun or what? Oh, that is totally on my list of things to do. The World Accordion Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and you can check them out at their website.